geez, have you heard this crazy story out of an organization called Newser? You know, we've all gone to take something back or gone to a government organization, told that we weren't in the right line, so we had to go into another line. Well, this one is bizarre. One cannot simply walk into the Santa Clara County Jail, apparently. Get this. Hugo Ernesto Castro tried to surrender at the facility in San Jose last Monday, but he was told to go elsewhere after he confessed to stabbing his ex-girlfriend and handed over a note revealing where her body was, according to the San Jose Mercury News. A deputy at the prison told the 28-year-old that he was in the wrong place and instructed him to walk two blocks to police headquarters, which he did. Police found the body of Castro's former girlfriend at the address he gave, and he was arrested, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. The sheriff's office is trying to figure out why the deputy didn't follow standard procedure, detain Castro, or at least escort him to the police station. Once they leave, who knows what's going to happen next, a retired San Francisco police captain told the Mercury News. Maybe they go two blocks and turn themselves in, or maybe they have second thoughts, or go home and destroy the evidence. This deputy has been reassigned, the Mercury News reports, and Castro is being held in jail where he went in the first place. An inmate who escaped from the federal prison tried to sue the government over the prison's poor security at one time. So they're not a a popular place, this Santa Clara County Jail. Anyway, I don't think that deputy should have been reassigned. He should have been fired. And good to see that the guy kept his word and did go turn himself in. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.